92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite. This is Decision 2024. Two candidates running for Ottawa County Treasurer. Primary is coming up in August. In the studio, we are joined by Ben Genzer. Hello, Ben. How are you this morning?
I am well. How are you?
I'm well. Nice to see you and thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
First question is going to give you a chance to talk about yourself. What experience and qualifications do you have that would make you the best candidate for Ottawa County Treasurer?
Thank you for the question. You know, I truly do believe that the voters deserve an opportunity to elect a candidate that brings a skill set that best represents the growing needs of the community. For years, I think we've had countywide elected officials who have worked in the office for many years and then have been endorsed by their predecessor. And, you know, I think that we have tremendous people that work in the treasurer's office and the prosecutor's office and the sheriff's office. Some wonderful people who bring tremendous skill set to their roles. But when it comes to the elected position, we are now the fastest growing county in the state. The numbers are growing. We now spend $20 million a month as a county. We have a $250 million budget. The numbers are astronomical. And as considering, again, we are the fastest growing county in the state, those numbers are going to continue to grow. And I think it's important, at least for the treasurer's office, that we have somebody that has experience in the private sector and also brings a certain level of experience in public service to the table so they can best represent, again, the growing needs of the community. As we grow, you know, the economic needs are going to shift. Our economy is shifting. Things like our farming sector has now shrunk 17% in the last several years. That's concerning to me. And when you look at the type of population growth that we have, the type of people that are moving here, it may not necessarily represent the growing needs we have from a workforce perspective. So I do believe bringing somebody in from the private sector that is experienced in public service as well, and you bring that combination to office, will give the people an opportunity. It will allow people to have faith that they're represented by an individual who has a leadership style that can position us for success in the long term from a fiscal responsibility standpoint. And if we continue to elect people who have only ever been in government, again, I don't want to discount the skill set that they bring, but this isn't the same Ottawa County that it was 20 years ago, right? And I want to make sure that we can represent not only the generations that have been here, the small businesses that have been here for generations, the manufacturing base, the farming base, but we can also recognize who's moving here and what are the type of people that we're attracting. We want to make sure we attract people that want to be active members of society, want to pay their taxes, want to realize the American dream. And I'm afraid with some of the leadership that we've had that we're not necessarily positioning ourselves for success in that regard.
How do you plan to ensure transparency and accountability in the management of county funds?
So great question. So I do bring 2 decades of private sector leadership experience in financial services, management consulting and advisory. I do have a bachelor's and master's in business administration from the University of Michigan. And I do also sit on 2 county boards, the West Michigan Planning Commission and the Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy Committee. I believe that bringing that level of experience will put us in a position where when we consider fiscal responsibility, I think that that is a term that's widely used on both sides of the aisle. And you have some people that say, hey, fiscal responsibility means not spending money. And you have others that believe fiscal responsibility means that you spend money, it just has to be spent in the right way, right, that supports the community. So the way I look at that is it's okay to spend money when you're looking at a budgetary process that considers the long-term strategic plan and the master planning efforts of each individual community inside Ottawa County. And as we're spending money and we're considering how money is used to support the infrastructure needs and to support the economic growth of the community, if we're working with the commissioners as we're going through the budgetary process to ensure that they understand that the treasurer's office manages the balance sheet, we control whether or not the liquidity needs are able to meet the budgetary needs of the county, I think we'll be in a position for success. Unfortunately, I think that we've had a treasurer's office in the past that isn't necessarily willing to come to the table and confront the Board of Commissioners, regardless of who's in control of the Board of Commissioners, to say, hey, I manage the balance sheet, right? This is what we've position the balance sheet for from a liquidity standpoint. And these are the budgetary requirements that you've set forth in the budget that you've passed. I, as the treasurer, think this could be fiscally irresponsible based on the timeline that you've approved to spend money on X, Y, and Z. We need to make sure that as we're spending money from a liquidity need standpoint, we're not disadvantaging, you know, the success from an economic growth standpoint and also from a credit rating standpoint. There are times where our board of commissioners get a little overzealous, and this has happened in plenty of boards in the past, not just our current board, not just the board before then, but it happens on a regular basis. They get excited about the budgetary process, but they don't necessarily consider when we spend money and how we spend money, how does that affect our credit rating? And it's up to the treasurer to step in and to be able to say, hey, this is how this is going to impact, you know, our balance sheet. This is how it's going to impact specific fund balances on the balance sheet. If we do this based on your timeline, it could disadvantage our residents here in Ottawa County. So I aim to manage the balance sheet through a conservative lens, and I am promising to my constituency that I will do what it takes to hold the Board of Commissioners accountable to ensure that they are governing and upholding fiscal responsibility as a key tenet of their roles as Board of Commissioners.
I think you answered my next question. What measures would you take to improve the county's financial stability and reserve funds?
Yeah, so I did kind of answer your question there, but just to take it a step further, you know, I think when we look at the master planning efforts and the long-term strategic plan, I think it's important to consider that our economy is shifting. And we have to consider that there's a balance between social value, between economic growth, and between policy. And I think that if you push one above the others, you could put things out of balance, and you know that creates havoc from a governance perspective. And I think that as the treasurer, I would be serving as a gatekeeper. The treasurer's office is truly a gatekeeper of the county, and it's important that the treasurer has a relationship with the Board of Commissioners, a working relationship, even though we may not ever agree on everything. If we have a working relationship with commissioners on both sides of the aisle, and we're able to communicate and we're willing to sit down to the table, even though we may disagree, it'll set the tone for the next conversation because we're building mutual respect. And that's not something that I'm seeing today. And that's something I plan to bring to the table.
My next question was, how will you work with other county officials and departments to improve overall financial management in the budgeting process?
So again, great question. I think that it's important that the lines of communication are opened. I think that this community has seen a tremendous amount of divisive rhetoric, and I think that people are sick of it. I think people want to have faith that the people they elect are doing what they were elected to do, that the commitments they made when they ran for office are being followed through. And I think people live their lives. They work their 9-to-5 jobs. They have children, right? They want to ensure that government is running efficiently and smoothly and effectively. And I think that we have a lot of work to do on the communication channel. As of right now, I don't see open lines of communication between the different offices and departments within the county, whether it's between fiscal services and the treasurer's office, or whether it's between the prosecutor's office and the sheriff's office. I think there's a lot of disconnect, and I think a lot of it has to do with a differentiation in political ideology, and that's what we need to remove from these county offices. We should be autonomous, we are gatekeepers, and we need to provide separation from the Board of Commissioners to best represent the people, but we also need to consider that we have to work with the Board of Commissioners and keep open lines of communication so we can collaborate when necessary to meet the needs of the community.
One last question. I know that you've attended meetings either online or in person. I've asked everybody this. What have you learned in the last year and a half watching all of this unfold?
Well, that's an interesting question. As you well know, I ran for mayor last year in the city of Grand Haven, and that was a tremendous learning experience. And I want to thank all those who voted for me when I ran for mayor for your vote of confidence. But, you know, I think things happen for a reason. God has a plan. And I think it positioned me to run for greater office. And I do truly believe that my background, experience, and skill set and what I bring to the table is better represented in this particular type of role as treasurer of the county. You know, I think moving forward for my family and I, this experience of running for mayor and now running for treasurer has been a life-changing experience. My children and my wife have been fully committed and fully supportive, and I do feel and I do believe that if you are running for office, you have to have the support of your family. And there are difficult days, truly. And when I come home and my kids can see that maybe I've had a difficult day or a challenging conversation, you know, they lift me up, right? They have smiles on their faces. They know it's tough, but they know what's at stake. And they know that we're trying to do the right thing for the community to ensure that we have lasting success in this community, to ensure that we have the right people in the right roles for the right reason at the right time. And I can't thank my family enough for supporting me in this venture. It's been an amazing experience, win or lose. And I can't thank voters enough, whether they would vote for me or not, coming out on August 6th to ensure that we have as many people as possible participating in the election process.
The website is BenjaminGenzer.com. This has been Decision 2024.